This pasuk, v'yachid eshloisha saroyim lamochem, I'll take away from you. I'll take away from you the three shepherds. If the same, and the Shemayim, they're telling you, Rapapa, don't worry, these three Tamidim will be taken away from you. Is Lamacha tomorrow? What happened the next day was, when these three Tamidim wanted to say goodbye, like we're leaving, is Amalu, so Rapapa said to them, Lezle Rabbanim Bishlama, your Rabbanim should go away in peace. So, some learned the Pshat is to go away in peace means, that since I saw in my dream that something bad may happen to you, like it's for your own sake, it's very good that you're leaving right now. Like, go and show them that the dream should not become true, like it should not have to be nifter, some shouldn't have to happen to you. Just the fact that Sam, you're leaving me, that's enough. But another mice that this was, Rav Simi Barashi, Heve Shchia Kaimed Rav Papa. He was a Talmud that used to learn by Rav Papa. His Heve Mak Shile Tuva. He used to ask Rav Papa a lot of questions. Is Yom Echad, one day, Chazya Rav Simi the Talmud saw the Nofel Alate, he saw his Rebbe Rav Papa like fall down on his face, and Shemayi heard him say, he heard his Rebbe saying like this, the Yomah that Rav Papa was saying, Rachmona Litzlana, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please save me, Mikisufu de Simi, from the embarrassment that my Talmud Simi has given me. In other words, sometimes he couldn't answer his question, so he got embarrassed from his Talmud. Is when Rav Simi heard this, Kibul Aleish Tikusam, he accepted upon himself, from now on he's going to be quiet. From now on he's not going to ask questions. V'sula yakshile, and from then on, Rav Simi did not ask any more questions to Rav Papa. Mora says now, V'yaf Resh Lakish sova mota b'shvil yochid. Resh Lakish also holds like this, that rain sometimes will come down b'shvil yochid, for the sake of one person, rain would come down. If only one tzaddik needs rain, sometimes Hashem gives rain because of one person. The Amr Resh Lakish said like this, Minayin lamote b'shvil yochid. How do we know this, that rain comes down b'shvil yochid? The Yitziv the Pasuk says, Sharlu mi Hashem otor. Ask from Hashem for rain. Beis Malkosh, the time we're supposed to rain. The end rain is Hashem moisa chazizim. Hashem will make, like we'll soon see, these type of clouds. Umoto geshem yitulhem. And Hashem will give you rain. Lish, for one person. Esev, for one grass. Basod, in one field. So yes, Mashma, Hashem gives rain for one person. So now the Gemara explains it. Yochol lakil, maybe Hashem only brings down rain if everybody needs the rain. Talmud loy melish, no, even if only one person needs the rain. Or if this person planted late, he still needs rain. Everybody else planted early, they don't need the rain anymore. But just for this one person, Hashem also brings down rain. But Tanya will learn it like this. Ilish, or the Pasuk says for Nish, Yochol lachol sadoisav, once Hashem gives you rain, the rain comes down on all your fields. Talmud let me know, and this the Pasuk says, Soda, it'll come down just on one field. If only one field needs it, Hashem will give it just to that one field. E Soda, if the Pasuk says, Soda field, Yochel achol ha-soda, maybe when Hashem gives it, he gives rain to the whole field already. No, Talmud let me know, the Pasuk says on this, Esev, the Pasuk says only on one grass. In other words, sometimes if only one part of the field needs the rain, Hashem will give the rain to that one part of the field. And the Mora says, Kiho the Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Like it once happened by Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Heavy lay he ginsa. He had a very good garden. The Kol Yoima heavy ozo v'sayrlo. Every day he used to go and check it out to see what the garden, what he needs for it to grow. His Omar used to say, Hi Mishra Boyimaya. This row needs water. It's not watered enough. V'hai Mishra loy Boyimaya. And this row does not need water. It has enough water. And what happened was, V'yosa Mitra. Rain came down, or kamashke kol hechad miboyle. Rain came down, Hashem brought down rain, b'shvil this tzaddik, only on the roads that mamish needed water. So you see, not all the fields, and not even a complete field, just the one part of the field that needed water, that's what Hashem brought down. Kol hechad miboyle mayim. Kadimora maya Hashem oista chazizim. What does it mean that Hashem makes chazizim? So Rashi explained, first the question is, why is it Lashon Rabbim? Why is the plural just should have said Lashon Yochid, Chaziz? So Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina, Melam Eitra called Tzadik, V'Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysalah Chaziz, Bifnei Yatzmei. For every Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his own Chaziz. That's why it says Lashon of Rabbim, a plural Lashon of Chazizim, means each Tzadik gets his own Chaziz. Now the Gemara says, my Chazizim, what is this Chazizim? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Parchos. It means clouds, special type of clouds, that's a sign that the rain will come down soon. And Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Simin Lamota Parchos. a sign that there's going to be rain soon is going to be these clouds. When we see these clouds, that's a sign it's going to be rain. My parchas, what type of clouds are these? Amara Papa said, Iba Kalisha, it's a light type of a cloud. To see underneath, Iba Semichta, a thick type of a cloud. If you have light clouds underneath a thick cloud, that's a sign that's going to start raining soon. Amara Yudhavudha said, Nehila Mekame Mitra, if it drizzles, if a small amount of rain comes down first, before it starts to rain, you should know Ase Mitra. That's a sign that's going to rain for a long time. Water will still keep on coming down. What about the Bosa Mitra? Let's say this drizzling first comes down after the rain. First you have like the hard rain, and then it starts to drizzle, you should know Posig Mitra. That's a sign that the rain will soon stop. Matme Mitra, if the drizzling comes down before it starts to rain, Ase Mitra. Then the rain will still come down. Visimnecha, what's the sin for this? Mahulta, like a sieve, like Rashi says, a sieve, first comes down the small stuff, and then comes down the bigger stuff, a lot comes down. The Bosta Mitra, when the, like Rashi says, by Mahulta, Shemetchila Yaitse Kemet, first the fine flour comes down, dark the thick fine flour, or Lepsai Subin Gatsin, then comes down the thick Subin, the thicker flour. Now, Posek, yeah, the Bosta Mitra, let's say the drizzling comes down after it starts to rain, then Posek Mitra, that's the sign the rain will soon stop. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Char Yadizah. Trisant, Rashi says, and Tesis means, it means the waste that comes out of a goat. The waste that comes out of a goat, first it comes out a lot, and then it comes down a small amount. So that's the sign that's going to stop soon. If a lot comes down first and then a little bit, that's the sign that's going to stop right away. So tomorrow, Ula ikloi lebovel. Ula went to visit Bovel. Chazya Perchos. He saw this sign in the sky. It's like he saw these type of clouds. He saw a thin cloud underneath a thick cloud. Is Omulus, Ula told the people in Bovel, Ponu Manu, go clear away your kelim, your utensils out in the fields. Dash Dor Semitico, as soon as it started to rain. Lisaif at the end what came out was Lo Yosemitra, the rain did not come. So the Khuru, why not? Is Omulus, so Ula said like this. Since in Bavel a lot of people lie, there are a lot of lies going on in Bavel. The same way the signs of the rain also like lie to you. Like even though there was a good sign that was supposed to rain, still the rain did not come down. It was just like a lie. You know, the more they lie in the place, the more like Hashem plays games on them, plays lies back on them. Ula ikloi la Bavel. Ula went another time to visit Bavel. Is Chazay Moloi Tzina de Tamri. He saw that they were selling a whole basket full of dates, bezuza, like very cheap, for $1, for one zuz. They were selling a whole basket worth of dates. So Omar, he said, Moloi Tzina de Dubsha, bezuza, you could like get food so cheap and so easy. For $1, you get a whole basket full like of honey, that from the dates come out honey. Uvavloi la yaske bi raisa. So how come you people in Bubble don't learn so much Torah? In other words, since it's so easy to find a livelihood, it's so easy to get the food here, it's so cheap, you should have, you don't have to work so hard, you should have a lot of time to learn. Balayla, what happened at night time was though, after Vaisais Ula finished eating this whole basket full of dates, Tiarua, he had stomach pains from it. He saw it wasn't so good to eat so many dates. From eating a lot of dates, you just get stomach problems. Is Omar, so now he said like this, Molei Tzini de Sakina Bezuza, your people in Bavel, you don't get so easy. You get for a dollar's worth a basket full of knives. In other words, it's not so good to eat these dates. Ubavlo Yaska Biraisa and Alpha Keret. The little bit that he saw them learning in Torah, that he like gave them Yashakayach. Like it's so hard for you to manage and still you learn Torah, for you you got a Yashakayach. Tanya learned like this. Omachloikis now. That Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds his shikaris, Kol Olam Kuloi Mimeme Ukainas Ushoisim. The whole world gets its rainwater from the oceans. Even though a kindness, some say means the Pacific Ocean, some say means the Atlantic Ocean, and Rashi's mashma is lav dak with oceans. It means any water, rivers or rivers on this world, the rainwater comes from the water on this world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'eid yalem in oretz, that a cloud is going to go up from the earth, V'hishkes kol p'nei hadama, and it's going to have water from the earth, like the cloud sucks up the water from the oceans, and then goes up and lets the rainwater come down. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Omolar Rabbi Yeshua, so Yeshua had a kashra on this. V'haloi meime yukainis meluchenhein. How could you say that? The ocean water we know is very salty. So if the clouds just suck up the ocean water, how come the rain water is not salty? Amalai answered back, you should know, Mimatkin Biovim. They become sweet from the clouds. When they go up into the clouds, and the clouds take up the ocean water, the clouds sweeten it out. Like we'll see later in the Psukim. So this is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua Aimer, Rebbe Chu argues and says no. That kol olam kuloi mimayim helyonim hushaisa. The whole world gets its rainwater, the clouds fill up from the water in the Shemayim. From the water elyonim, from the top water. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tvorim, lematar ha-shemayim tishtemayim. From the water of the Shemayim, of the skies, will drink water. So for the Gemara, if so elamani mekayim, what does the Bishu do with the Pasuk? V'yed yalem in oritz, mashma, that the clouds come up from the earth, that they take up the water from the earth. So he just says it means malamit shanonim misgabrim v'yolam l'rikiyah. Just means true, the clouds like start on this world, and they go all the way up to the rikiyah, all the way up to Shemayim. Or poischen piyam, and the clouds open up their mouth, kener, like a flask. Or mekablim meimotar, and they receive the water like from Hashem, from Shemayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, yisku motar l'adoy. Yeah, that the water will be thrown down like yisku motar l'adoy. The water will be thrown down into like a flask. And uminukovoy tain, now the clouds are like very porous, has a lot of holes in the clouds, kikavro like a sieve. Uboyis umachashroi smayim agarbekarka. It comes now the clouds and lets the water drizzle, let the water rain over the ground. That's how we have our rainwater. But the water starts from Shemayim. This is Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Chashra Smayim Ovishchokim. And the thick clouds, they're the ones that are going to bring down Chashra Smayim, a lot of water. The water will come down from the water of the clouds, from the Shchokim, from the Shemayim. And Vaita, V'yein Bein Tipo L'Tipo L'Kamole Neima. When rainwater comes down, no two drops touch one another. But you know how much of a difference there is between one and the other? Mam is just mola nema, a split hair. That's the difference, how far away one drop is from another drop. Kamola nema is like the size of a hair. But still they don't touch one another. Alamnucha comes to teach us here also, we see the greatness of Hashem. Shegodo yerem hagishomim, ki yerem shenivru boi shemayim boretz. Has the same greatness the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We had this before. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Oise gadol ois. Adain cheker, Hashem makes the greatness. Adain cheker, oksiv an oise mota p'nei eretz. Sisi negeyata by rainwater. It says the word cheker. Oksiv lahalan, it says other places, by the briest creation of the world. Halo yodatim lo shemata lo kei oilom. Hashem ein cheker lutz v'nosoi. Oksiv mechen horam b'koichoi. So these psukim say by brief creation of the world, it says the word cheker here and the word cheker here, to Malam to teach us one is just as great as the other one. In other words, we see the greatness of Hashem by the rainwater the same way we see it, the way Hashem created the world. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara goes to prove whether we hold like Rabbi Yeshua or we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. For a command not lehuza golai, that the pasuk says, mashke horem meliyosef, that the mountains get its rainwater meliyosef from the above. V'yom Rabbi Yechon said, maliyosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means from the above of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the chur command lehuza golai, Rabbi Yeshua, it's the riots of Yeshua, that the rainwater comes down from Shemayim, the water originates from the from Hashem, from the Shemayim. Rabbi Lezer, was Rabbi Lezer do with this pasuk? Kibur the salki lehosef, no. The water originates from the ocean. The clouds swallow up the water from the ocean and bring it upstairs. But once the clouds bring the water up to the Shemayim, like Kiva and the Salkalosam, Mashka Malayasa Koralu, it's also considered like now the water is coming down from above. But originated, the water started out though from the oceans. If not going to say like this, Ovok the Ofram in Hashemayim. There's a passage that says there's dirt and like dust in the Shemayim. Is Hechim Mishkakas law? How do you have that dirt and dust came from Shemayim? It has to be. Ella, you have to say, Kivan the Madin Lahosam means Shemayim Karalei. That since it started out on this world and it was brought up to the Shemayim, it's also called coming down from Shemayim. But about it, the dust and the earth comes from this world. So you see, it originated downstairs, but since it was thrown upstairs, it's considered now coming down from Shemayim. The same thing by the water also. Even though the water originated, the water originated in the Shemayim, the water originated in Baritz, still the water comes down, it's called the water's coming down from Shemayim. Hachinam Yekivan, the Sakhal Atzmus, the water goes up there, Mal Yosef correlates. Cool, the water's coming down from like the Shemayim. Mor Keman Noz, the Ruzah Golai, called the Yom Rebbe Chanina. That's what Rebbe Chanina says. The Apostle says, Koineis Kaneid Mehayom. Hashem will gather together the waters of the ocean like a nade, like a wall. Noisem bi Oitzoros Toimus. He'll give you from the Oitzoros, from the warehouses, time, from underneath. Is mi gorum li Oitzoros Shismale Bar. Who causes that the warehouses should be full of tfua, of wheat like, of corn? Toimus. It's the water that comes from the Mata. So Yechuri, you see, Krebeleza. It's another rile Krebeleza. That the water originates from the time, from downstairs, from here, the water originates, from the ocean. So the moral of Yeshua was there, Yeshua do this pasuk. How he yells this pasuk talking about, Bibriyos.